Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra bunts towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guerra for the out. Wall moves to second. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 0 for 1 in the game. Valo takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Valo moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valo. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Rosen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easter moves to third. Dobie moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-0 in the game. Guerra bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Wall moves to second. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Wall scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Carl Scheib now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Easter hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wall hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 0 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Guerra and he is out, while applying the tag. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.